little wick of gall?
I designed it myself. It's lovingly crafted from every sound that sentient beings find unpleasant, run through a gargler and amplified to a lavish extent. The perfect alarm! Oh, do tell me you disliked it.
You traitorous bastard, I made your voice less annoying.
I know! How dare you!
Alright, firstly, you are never, ever allowed to do that again. And if you do, I will screw with your code so badly that you'll wish I had stayed asleep. Secondly, I never set an alarm, and I certainly didn't set one for 4 in the goddamn morning. So thirdly, I'll ask again, what the hell is going on?
Don't blame me. Blame that pathetic excuse for a meat sack you call your boss. She's the one that asked me to wake you up. Oh, and speak of the devil, she doth be an incoming call.
Mella!
Jesus, but I'm awake! Your ineffectual god complex of an AI took care of that for you.
Your ineffectual god complex of an AI. Your job, your problem. Now, I hate to wake you so early.
Sure you do.
But there's a bit of a situation.
What do you mean?
Well, we may or may not have a horrible, earth-shattering life-or-death emergency that requires your full attention immediately.
Really? Is everything okay?
What part of horrible, earth-shattering life-or-death emergency that requires your full attention immediately do you not understand?
Fine. Give me 20 minutes and I'll be down.
You have 10.
Fucking morning people with their fucking chipper-ass attitudes, and you have 10! Bet you wouldn't be so chipper if you woken up like that. Okay, I'm here. What's wrong?
About time. I... What the hell happened to your head?
Hey, you gave me 10 minutes. That's usually about how long it takes just to do my hair.
It looks like a cotton candy machine had a frisky one-night stand with an avocado.
Okay, first of all, what is it with you and your sex metaphors? And second, you don't look too great yourself with your perfect shiny hair and eyeliner and whatever. It's early. Cut me some slack.
Must I?
What is wrong, and how can we fix it so I can go back to sleep?
Oh, that. Well, we might have lost the Bible.
The what? I thought you were...
No, you idiot, not that Bible. The Bible. The Magna Carta, the Holy Grail, the most important book in the universe.
Are we gonna keep playing the pronoun game, or are you gonna tell me what you lost?
Why do you assume I lost it?
Call it a hunch.
Okay, fine. I lost it. But it would be the issue Bible. It's like a great big script/mock-up thing for how the next issue of the magazine should look.
And we can't search for it at a reasonable time because...
I'm getting there. You know that gift basket I had you make up yesterday?
The one with the fancy bow you kept saying I got wrong when it's literally a fucking bow?
Yes, that one. It was for Inez Kasha. They arrived last night and are supposed to look at the Bible for reference in the review they're doing of us. I spent all afternoon yesterday putting the finishing touches on it, and we need to find it before they get here at 7, or we're screwed.
So, basically, we have less than 3 hours to search the entirety of a station bigger than your ego?
I'm going to choose to ignore that comment and say yes, that's the plan. I've contracted Robert and Citrine to mill around outside Kasha's suite and stall them if necessary, but with those two... Well, let's just say we need to find it pretty fast.
How did you manage to wake them up this early to do that?
Oh, it was surprisingly easy. I just offered them alcohol. Citrine species thrives off of it, and Robert has a secret wine collection he thinks I don't know about.
That explains so much. So where do we start?
Well, the last place I remember having it is my office, but I've already checked there. In fact, I was in there for most of the day. I suppose we'll have to search the whole ship.
Okay.
Robert! I'm bored. We've been sitting here for the past half hour and my phone is down to 10%.
Then you should have charged it.
I did! But I didn't get to bed until late and I forgot to put it on airplane mode so that it'd charge faster. I'm tired and bored and I want to go back to bed. Only reason I even agree to this is because Annie has a real nice bottle of Tormek I want.
Why is that my problem?
Because y'all are stuck with me until this debacle is over. How long does it even take to find a book anyway?
Who knows? Maybe they've already found it and are having a rapturous love affair in a hall closet.
Well, actually...
You cannot be serious. In the 1 week that Mella has been here, all those two have done is bitch. Granted, pretty much all Annie does is bitch, so that isn't the best comparison, but still.
Well, I know y'all spend 90% of your time cooped up in that office y'all's tampering in God's domain and hoping no one comes in, but some of us actually get out and learn how people work. And I may not have a fancy degree or whatnot, but I know what makes people tick, and those two have chemistry.
That I will agree.
Really?
Yes, the kind that blows your face off and starts several small fires.
Oh, please, y'all barely know what a fist bump is. Meanwhile, I know tension when I see it.
The only thing you know is how to spread ridiculous gossip.
That too. But, all right, how about we make things a little more interesting?
I'm listening.
Mella seems like the stubborn type, so let's say 1 year. If they ain't at least kissing by then, y'all win, and I'll use my powers of persuasion to make sure y'all have an entire day of no contact, human or otherwise.
Tempting. And if I lose?
Y'all have to let Kinley and I give you a makeover.
Are you insane? That sadist would probably give me highlights. Or worse, people could start being attracted to me. And that never ends well for either party.
It ain't their fault you ain't looking for love.
I never am, that's the point. And it's not my fault. It's just how it is.
Okay, fine. Is it a deal or not?
I suppose so. It's not like they could ever get past begrudging respect for each other.
We'll see. Think they've checked Annie's bedroom yet?
For my dignity's sake, I hope not.
And just in case it hasn't been made abundantly clear, if you tell anyone about this place, I'll make Morris give me the access code to your room, and I'll replace your shampoo with hair dye in some ghastly color, like green.
Oh no, what a terrible and drastic change to my appearance.
I'm glad you understand the gravity of the situation.
Why do we even need to be down here anyway? This place is as hot as an oven, and there's pipes everywhere. Ow! Why didn't you tell me that was there?
Oops, my bad.
Bitch.
You'll be fine. It builds character.
God knows you could use some.
Well, aren't we clever? That can't be good.
What?
They removed the stairs to that balcony up there, see? That's where I was yesterday.
Why would you ever want to be down here?
It's quiet, all right? And besides, my personal space is none of your concern. Now, how are we supposed to get up there?
Oh, there's that scaffolding over there. It would kind of make a good ladder.
I suppose you could say that. If you had a death wish. Look at that thing, it's barely holding itself up.
Yeah, you're right. We couldn't climb it anyway.
Is that a challenge?
What? No, it's literally the opposite. I'm telling you not to climb that thing because you're gonna fall, and I'm going to have to save you again, and I promised myself I'd stop doing things I regret.
Really? Because it sounds like you think I can't do it.
Right. You can't, and you shouldn't. I don't know how to make this clearer. You're a cute little marshmallow in 5-inch heels and a bodycon dress. Do not climb the scaffolding.
Too late. I'm climbing it.
Are you crazy?
Depends on who you ask.
You're gonna die.
No, I won't. I'm almost a 16th of the way up.
Well, I sure am eating my words.
Oh, look on the bright side. You get one thing out of this.
What's that?
The view.
What do you mean, the... What?!
Ha! You should see your face right now!
There goes my promise.
Put me down, or I will hurt you.
What are you gonna do, stand on your tiptoes me to death?
Why don't you come down here and I'll show you.
You know what? How about I climb that thing instead?
Sure, like you could.
Yeah, here, hold my jacket.
Crap, she has nice arms.
What?
Nothing! Can you see anything up there?
No, not really.
Try that catwalk to your left.
Okay. Nope, nothing.
Damn. I can't particularly think of anywhere else.
What's that?
My phone. It's Citrine.
Hello? So, we might have a teensy little problem.
Oh dear God, what did you do?
It wasn't me. If anything, it was Robert who would shut his... Hey, give that back!
And you can have it back when you stop beating around the bush and get to the point. Annie, it's Robert. Kasha woke up and Citrine's talking with them. We're taking them down to breakfast to stall for time, but you need to find that book now.
How the hell am I supposed to do that? We still don't know where it is.
Have you checked the office?
Of course I have. What do you think I am, an idiot? Don't answer that.
What about your room?
I'm not a workaholic, Robert.
But did you check it?
Well, no.
Then congratulations, Sherlock. You have a clue. Goodbye.
Robert, don't...
So, what's happening?
Kasha woke up. Citrine and Robert are stalling them, but we need to find the Bible, and we need to find it fast. Are you sure you didn't see anything up there?
Positive.
Then I guess we have no choice. Come on.
Where are we going?
The only other place it could be, my quarters. Close your mouth, Mella. You'll catch flies. Not that you'd find any here.
Nice place.
It is, isn't it? Now, let's see. I went straight to bed when I came home last night, so we'll start there.
Your bedroom?
No, Mella, the kitchen. Yes, my bedroom. Get over yourself. It's not like you'll ever see it again.
Whatever. Is that a canopy?
Of course. I'm not a savage. My desk is over there. Take a look. I'll get the drawers.
What is this? Ah! Is this your bra?
Oh, I was wondering where that one went. Yes, give it here.
Why was it on your desk?
Think about it.
Well, okay, I've taken mine off while working before, but that doesn't explain... Oh, God!
There we are. Is this going to become a thing with you?
Shut up! You are gross!
If you want to bitch about the sex life of my employee, save it for Robert. God knows that's the only thing his door is open about.
I don't want to think about it. That's the problem. Well, there's nothing here.
Check in the closet next.
Should I look in the wing for $1,000 clothes or $1,000,000?
Ha ha. Who organizes their clothing by money anyway?
Well, how do you do it?
That implies any form of organization at all.
Oh boy. Huh. It's not as bad as I thought. Okay, if I were an insanely important book, where would I be? Annie could have walked in... Probably hung up her clothes. Yeesh, or not. And she set the book down here. Wait, what's this? Huh. It's a nice pendant, I guess. Oh, there it is. Hey, Annie! I found it! I found the book!
Really? Where?
On one of the shelves. It was under the necklace.
What? Oh.
Hey, don't snatch!
Never mind, you found it. Let's hurry.
Are you okay? You look a little...
I'm fine. No, let's go! It's almost 7.
Listen, I appreciate your hospitality greatly, but I really have a meeting I must get to.
Are you sure? Really? Because we'd be happy to show y'all around the station. Maybe give y'all a tour?
Maybe afterwards. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Smooth.
Shut up and let me panic. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Hey, Jesus. I know we haven't spoken in a while, and it's usually just when I want something, but I was wondering if we could maybe get some kind of divine intervention miracle. Pretty please?
Ms. Akasha, hello!
Good enough.
Terribly sorry for the delay. You can blame it all on my assistant.
God, I'm so tired I don't even care at this point.
Anyway... I've got the issue Bible with me, if you'd like to take a look. We've got some really spectacular pieces I know you're sure to love. Right this way, please.
Of course. I hope this wasn't any trouble.
Oh no, no trouble at all.
I have nothing. That's just ironic. And terrible. And I'm going to bed now.
Don't y'all technically start in about 2 hours?
If Annie asks, tell her, and you can quote me on this, she can kiss my... view.
sure y'all want to bet against those two?
What I want is for all of you to get on a bus and then fly that bus into the sun. Then maybe you'll leave me alone.
Y'all want some coffee?
Please.
Inkworm is a production of Caldera Studios and is written and produced by Phoenix Tour. The voice of Melisandre was Anisha M. The voice of Annie Inkworm and Inez Kasha was Phoenix Tour. The voice of Robert Ophelion was Diego Rodriguez Sanchez. The voice of Morris was Vincent Chow. The voice of Citrine Carvalia Alyssa Chomad was Quinn Stifold. All sound effects taken from soundbible.com. Questions, comments, or concerns? Email us at inkworm, that's INKWYRM, podcast@gmail.com, or find us on Tumblr at Inkworm Podcast. If you like what you heard, please consider subscribing and leaving us a review on iTunes. It helps get the show out there and also just makes our day.